Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We have a lot on our plate today, because the Phillies are in this time slot tomorrow, and I'm traveling on Friday. We're going to get a lot in a short period of time. Our high school roundtable is today. So who do we end up on that with, Sean?
Hey, how about this? Remember I told you that Zach Showers appearing on this show would be a bucket list item for him?
Yes.
Zach Showers be joining us next half hour. In for Pat this afternoon. He'll call in, get a little read on C1's Grove Berwick.
Very
Friday
nice.
Night, yes. Looking forward to hearing from Zach.
It's great having Zach on. It's great having somebody who actually desires to be on instead of coming up with excuses to not show. Who else is going to show?
We will, of course, have Greg Wetzel, Steve Williams. They'll be talking both Lewisburg and Milton.
Always there.
Yes.
I mean, always there. It's like an Aroldis Chapman fastball. You're assured it's going to be around 100.
Mm-hmm. They're both will be here. And actually, both with dentist appointments earlier today. So you're going to have the play-by-play guys with the whitest, cleanest teeth. Not only today, but Friday night. I was texting them reminders this morning, and I invited Greg to come with me today to the Bucknell football luncheon. He goes, "I would love to, but I got a dentist appointment." And then I got a text from Steve Williams. "Put me on last, just in case, because I got a dentist appointment." And my wife had a dentist appointment this morning. So,
wow.
Yeah, everybody's getting scraped and cleaned up and ready to go.
Anybody for shikalimming?
Yes.
Who?
Kevin Herr.
Oh, he carved out some time for us.
He did. Got his meetings done early today.
Well, I'm sure they both went well.
I'm hoping.
So is he. All right, good. That's great. And then my brother at 4, right?
Yes.
And then we have...
Then we get down to business.
Tony Knopp, the business of sports. Kevin always hated this segment because it took away the aura of what sports is.
Well, it's a true reality check.
Well, I mean, sports is a business.
Yeah, we got to talk about what makes the sports world go round.
But it's also an entertainment form. And
well, what I love, too, about it, we get a vibe and a sense with Tony what's trending and what's coming up, which is really cool. And he is spot on.
Well, the entertainment part, let me get to that for a moment, beyond the business of it. Akram Wadley of Iowa takes a swing pass, a wheel route, and then takes it 68 yards for a touchdown against North Texas. He gets to the 10-yard line. He high steps two or three steps, like boom, 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 into the end zone and scores, right? They flag him, take the touchdown off the board, and they flag him 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. Now, do I want wild and crazy things that sometimes border as gestures or something that's not family proper? Of course, I don't want that. But my goodness, you know, there has to be a realization for those who are always talking, it's sportsmanship, it's sportsmanship, it's sportsmanship. Look, sportsmanship comes in all forms. A guy high-stepping into the end zone for a touchdown is not bad sportsmanship. That's joy. Okay? Again, the people that are putting in some of these rules on such things, idealistically, I understand what they're saying, because sportsmanship is really important. But realistically, let's not forget, there are not 100,000 people showing up in a stadium wanting to watch something sterile. They're showing up 100,000 strong at a stadium, or so far this season, one game, 109, almost 110,000 here, because they want to be entertained. Now, part of the entertainment is your team winning. That's an important part of the entertainment. But they want to be entertained. It's something that they are attracted to, that they want to see. You don't want a stoic and staid performance from Adele when you go to see her. You want to see her go out there and perform like Adele. If you're a fan of someone else that, you know, for example, let's go way back in time, right? But, for example, when you bought tickets to a Kiss concert, there's certain things you wanted to see at a Kiss concert with Gene Simmons and the gang, right? Because that's their MO. That's why you bought the tickets. Well, in football, basketball, baseball, whatever, right? It is an entertainment area. It may not be a concert, but it is entertainment. That doesn't mean you have to go wild and crazy, but you have to have a realization in the feel for the business. What is the business? Well, the business is part game and part entertainment. And I see something like that, and it goes back to what I've talked about before, and I've mentioned on the show before. People who put in the rules have good intentions, but do you have a good feel for what you just put in? Do you, as an official, do you have a good feel for what you're watching out there? And all those people went to the Iowa game, and this guy high steps it in there, and they're all, hey, it's great, that's cool, they loved it. Oh, it's a penalty. It is? Well, it's been a penalty for 2 years now. All right. Now, I understand it. I've always been a person that, to me, hey, hand the ball, celebrate with your teammates, move on. Yeah, I mean, that's always been my way of doing things. But I also understand that in 2017, with all these entertainment options out there, this is entertainment. It's entertainment. And to me, what he did high-stepping into the end zone was not crossing any lines at all. Now, do I want to see Barkley or any of those guys do that? No, but look, Penn State's already fun on its own merits to watch. They're exciting. They spread the ball around. They've got big play guys, playmakers that do exciting things on their own merit. And each coach has to teach their own thing and their own way of doing it. But at the same time, there also has to be a realization of what you are. The NFL loosened up its rules this year on end zone celebrations because they, after going one direction, are trying to recapture what they are. They don't want to be known as the no fun league. So you're seeing a little bit more in that area now. So that doesn't bother me. Now, again, I don't want anything obscene. I don't want anything that crosses dramatic lines. You sit there and go, what the heck was that? What are you doing here? Right? This is, you know, we're not just entertainment. We are family entertainment. So remember that we are family entertainment. Need to remember that. But other than that, good, clean celebration. Nothing wrong with that. You just did something really cool and big. Just a thought. I mean, he did that, and I was like, all right, you penalize that? Really? That's a penalty. It's a 15-yard penalty and no points. All right. Let's just regulate this thing into the turf. Okay, very nice. Yeah. We're going to regulate joy now. Well, we don't hear. That's why we're going to have on Greg Wetzel, Steve Williams, Zach Showers. Then we'll rip the joy out from underneath you and bring the suit on. Stop laughing.
Grip it and rip it.
Grip it and rip it. Well, he's got to be in a good mood. He has to be. Suit has to be in a really good mood.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I mean, it's a big win last week for them. That was huge.
It was a huge win, yep. Right. Gabe Tilford, one-man wrecking crew for the Braves, for sure. And now they get to go to Williamsport on Friday night, and if they're able to parlay a win out of that, they can get some precious bonus points. That will help them in the long run with the district points, as we're, believe it or not, getting to the halfway mark of the season already.
Yeah, I was thinking about bonus points just the other night.
But that was while you're on the golf course, wasn't it?
No, I wasn't looking for any bonus points there. I was looking to get fewer. It's amazing. That game's about fewer strokes, not more.
Of course, you weren't golfing last night. You took in practice and then went over to the Pagula Ice Arena.
I did see some of the Penguins game last night.
Yeah, how was it?
I was all right. I mean, Archibald, Mata, Ole Mata was there. Let's see. Archibald, Carl Hagelin played.
Good call by you. You said Jack Eichel would be playing, and look who hit the overtime goal.
Yeah. Eichel's good, though.
Yeah, he is.
I think he had a couple of assists in that game to go with the goal. But you can see he is a cut above. You can see certain guys, like when Brian Rust was out there, when Carl Hagelin was out there, when Ole Mata was out there, you could tell they were a cut above the other guys. You'd see it. When Eichel was out there, you could see he was a cut above the other guys. But, I mean, it was fun. I left. I was not there for overtime, just so you know. I was not there for overtime. I left with about 4 minutes to go in the second period. I just want to get a taste of it, go over and see it. And I did. It was good. The crowd was great. Every time Buffalo scored, every time the Penguins scored, yeah! And Buffalo was the home team. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, busy today. Next half hour will be our high school football previews. We're doing it today because tomorrow the Phillies are in this time slot. It's the last time the Phillies bump us this season. And they've been exciting and fun down the stretch. I've had several Phillies fans coming up to me saying, you think Rhys Hoskins is for real? That was a quarterback club today. I had several fans ask me if they thought Rhys Hoskins was for real. So they're creating a lot of buzz, a lot of plays. I think Nick Williams, same thing. A lot of people are excited about what he's done. So down the stretch, it appears it has finally happened where there's some slices of gold out there for Phillies fans to hang their hat on, and they'll be in our time slot tomorrow. And then Friday, we're going to have Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of Iowa football, is going to be on the show. Give you a read on them going into this game on Saturday night. At 7:30 Eastern, it's going to be 6:30 there. It's going to be between 85 and 90 probably at kickoff, and then about 45 minutes in when the sun goes down, that's they'll finally cool off there. Now you have to account for everything. And part of the job for James Franklin, and he's so detail-oriented, is to take all this into account and make certain decisions along the way, while at the same time making the players think it's no big deal. And that's really important. The players don't have to think playing in warm weather is a big deal. But as a coach, you want to make sure you put all the precautions in place in your own way to make sure that everything's covered. And that's what they'll do. So see, Jake LaMotta passed away today. 95 years old, Raging Bull. If you've ever seen the movie Raging Bull, that's the story of Jake LaMotta, who fought Sugar Ray Robinson 6 times in his career, beat him once. Different time in the fight game. When LaMotta beat him, they fought again 3 weeks later. It's a big deal now when a guy fights once a year, let alone 3 weeks apart. George Paterno was a very good friend of Jake LaMotta's. And He always had some great stories he would tell us about or relate to us about something either Jake LaMotta said, did, whatever. You know, some Jake LaMotta stories that George would pass along to us. Because, again, Jake LaMotta and George were very, very good friends. George Paterno. 95 years old. You ever get a chance to see the movie? It's actually Martin Scorsese directs it. It's in black and white. Robert De Niro won the Academy Award for Best Picture. I also think he won an Academy Award, I want to say, for Best Editing. Did not get Best Picture, but I think it won for Best Editing. Yankees lead it over the Twins 11-3. That game is in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Yankees are playing great baseball right now. Red Sox and Orioles play again tonight. Red Sox won last night in 11-1-0. The Red Sox have been outstanding in extra inning games this year. Outstanding. Next half hour is going to be high school previews. Then the picks in the 4 o'clock half hour. And Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, joins us in the final half hour. Iowa play-by-play voice Gary Dolphin joins us on the Friday show. We'll put him on at 4:06 on Friday. Get you ready for the weekend.
We gained some ground on your brother, by the way, in the picks.
Oh, there's nowhere else to go.
I know. He went from 6-0 2 weeks ago to last week, 2-4. Reality set in.
Boy, I think he took a few chances out there. Yeah, it gets a little bit different now this time of year. Now some people have some track records.
Yeah.
And once again, you texted us all the games that we're picking this week.
Yep.
And to my credit, once again, for the umpteenth consecutive week, I didn't even look at it.
And I don't take it personal.
I saw it was there, and I thought, okay, we'll get to that. Because, I mean, do you realize how many of these I do? I do three of these.
You do a lot of them.
Then
I'm walking out of the Bucknell Luncheon today, and I check my phone for messages, and your brother sent me a text. He goes, I deleted the picks by accident. If you have time, could you resend them to me?
Right. A text you've never read from me.
That's right.
because Jack, Derek, and I do the Best Buy one on game day. The TV show I do, which we taped earlier today, we do it then, too. And then there's this. I admit on all three of them, I'm flying by the seat of my pants. Because I try to put a lot of effort into one game. If I can.
Well, it's like that song from the Offspring from 20 years ago. You know, pretty fly for a white guy.
Sunbury Motors Lincoln continues to make American luxury affordable. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has 2017 Lincoln MKZs starting at $39,930 for finance for 0% financing for 60 months or 1.9% for 72 months. Another brand new Lincoln at Sunbury Motors Lincoln under $40,000 is the 2017 Lincoln MKZ. SMC has the Lincoln MKZ starting at $39,995. Sunbury Motors has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. And the time is now to see just how remarkable the entire Lincoln lineup is. At Sunbury Motors Lincoln, you can buy a $47,000 Lincoln MKX for only $43,715. American luxury is affordable. Do yourself a favor and head out to Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburylincoln.com.
Financing with Lincoln AFS with roof credit, tax and tax extra. Offers end 9/30/2017. See dealer for details.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Wednesday. Feels like Thursday because of the segments we have lined up today. We're going to be previewing high school football in this half hour. Next half hour, our picks. Final half hour, Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, on the business of sports. So looking forward to talking to him about that. There's a lot of issues, starting out with the Los Angeles issue. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. All right, let's get to our roundtable. Sealands Grove and Berwick will square off. Zach Showers, pleased to have him with us. Zach, great to have you on the family here. And to talk about the showdown with Sealands Grove and Berwick. Sealands Grove, a rarity for them. They have to bounce back after a loss. What were some of the key factors in that game on Friday night?
Well, honestly, the Seals gave up a lot of big plays. They turned the ball over three times, and a lot of penalties were the big reasons why Sealands Grove didn't come out with a victory. Overall, the defense played well. The offense actually had more than 100 yards over Schick in the stats. But Sealands Grove gave a couple scores, and all the scores came off of a 3rd and 9, a 3rd and 13, an 89-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, a 4th and 4, and a field goal after a 4th and 1. So really, looking back at it, was actually kind of the inability to get off the field in big situations that Shikalimi scored a lot of the points.
Well, and it's an interesting point you bring up, is an exercise in futility. How frustrated was everybody after a game like that, where you put yourself in a position to do big things and it doesn't come to fruition?
Oh, it was very frustrating. As a we joke as being Sealands Grove fans as well, and I'm a Sealands Grove graduate. I mean, any time to lose to Schick is a tough loss, but to lose by 2 points, and that was kind of a theme throughout the second half. Sealands Grove went for two twice and didn't make it, and the margin ended up being 2 points. So two extra points ended up would have tied the game. So it was definitely a frustrating game for Sealands Grove.
What about Berwick now? Let's get into the matchup with Berwick coming up on Friday night. What are a couple of areas that Sealands Grove wants to attack that can make a difference? Because matchups mean everything in these games.
Yeah, they do. And looking at Berwick, they're going to be a tough team. They're a spread team. They're pretty balanced offensively, averaging over 300 yards per game, 136 passing and 176 rushing. But they've really been stout defensively. They only have allowed 130 yards per game. So I think it's going to be important for Sealands Grove to get off to a fast start on Friday. This is not an unfamiliar position for Sealands Grove to be in. Last year, they also lost to Shikalimi in the regular season and in a very emotional game. So to bounce back, it's not something uncommon for this team, and to have a senior-laden team and leadership, that's going to be really important to just get off to a fast start. Last year in the game, Sealands Grove actually only had one first down at halftime, but ended up coming through and won a tough 17-14 game in week 5, which led to 5 straight wins by the Seals before eventually knocking off Schick again in district playoffs.
Zach, great preview. Appreciate the time and the analysis very much.
Thank you.
All right, so we go from Zach Showers to Steve Williams, because Milton's going to be in action, taking on Bloomsburg. Steve, welcome back. I hope everything went well at the dentist today. Hello, Steve.
Where'd Steve go?
I don't know where he went.
There we are.
There he is.
Okay.
Steve,
teeth are straight and white. They're not falling out yet, so I'm in good shape.
All right, we all have certain standards. That appears to be a bottom line one.
Yeah, the falling out one is really important.
I agree with that completely. All right, let's get to Milton. Let's start with the Apollo 13 line. What do we have on the spacecraft that's good?
Well, last week, Milton had the lead in a football game for the first time in 3 years. The last game that they won was against North Penn Liberty. And that was their last lead on a football field. The bad news is it only lasted about 8 seconds, because Danville returned the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown, and then things kind of went downhill from there for them.
But doing that also shows progress along the way. It's not the progress the coaching staff wants, but there are times you have to take baby steps, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the coaches really are not unhappy with where they're at.
They're looking at where they started from, who they had to work with, and how they've progressed. Their easy games are over. Last week Danville was undefeated. This week the only loss Bloomsburg has is against Danville. Southern Columbia, Mount Carmel, he said, we're getting better. We're just not really getting much of a chance to show it because of the opponents that we have. And that's been the way the scheduling has been for the last couple of years for them.
All right, we've talked about the defensive issues along the way. How many guys right now, Steve, are playing two ways? And is there any way other than just pure player development that you can get better on defense?
Well, pure player development. There's only three or four guys. There's three that start, another one that comes in, that play both ways. So they're not it's not for lack of fitness, not being tired or anything. What Danville did last week, and I think we'll probably even see it more, they did it more effectively than anybody, is they went no huddle for the full first half. There were times when they snapped the ball, the play clock would come on at 25, and they were snapping the ball 20 seconds to go. And the Milton defense didn't have enough time to signal in their defense. The kids didn't have enough time to think about it because they are so new. And it really showed through the second half. They pretty much just played on their heels, kind of watching the ball go by them, because Danville was just hitting the line of scrimmage so quickly.
So what about Bloomsburg now? What are some of the key matchups in this one?
Well, Bloomsburg's a running team. They don't have much of a passing game. So if they could somehow figure out how to stop that run, they've not been able to do that yet with some pretty good running backs. That's really where they need to focus on against Bloomsburg. They're able to move the ball. They're able to score. They've got, some good skill people. They just got to figure out how to use them more. They've got a pretty good up-the-middle running game, too. They've got a 225-pound fullback. And, when he hits that line with a head of steam, he's a tough boy to bring down. And they're throwing to him more out of the backfield. So they're trying to figure out more ways to get the ball to him.
All right. Hope you're feeling better. Hope all the Novocaine wears off and you're just fine.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for the concern.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Always great to hear from you.
Yep.
Somebody else who went to the dentist today, and we are just loaded with people hitting the dentist, and that would be, of course, our good friend Greg Wetzel. He's got Lewisburg and Columbia at Susquehanna at 7:30 on Friday night. First of all, how are you feeling?
I'm great. I love that dentist.
Oh, I bet you do.
I'm lying.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Good.
Yep.
All right. So, same thing with you. They got obviously a really tough one with Southern Columbia coming up. So, I'll start with that. I mean, what on the spacecraft is good?
Boy, I tell you, I hope we can find one positive this week against Southern Columbia. Last week against Jersey Shore, we made the initial stop. We get the ball on about our 12-yard line, fumble the first play. And they were going to run a little, it was like reverse, and then the quarterback throwing, the receiver was wide open. Who knows? But Jersey Shore dominated that game, and that's the scary thing about coming into this game. What can Lewisburg do offensively against Southern Columbia's defense, who's only given up 3 points a game?
Do you get concerned at all about confidence level going into a particular week, or because they're so young, you're not that worried about it?
No, I think that's something that they have to worry about in the stretch of games that they're in right now with Jersey Shore, then Southern, Montoursville, Danville coming up. That confidence is a big issue for these kids right now. I think certain players are confident in their ability, but as a team, I think the offensive line is what really is lacking the confidence right now to go out and do the job.
Is that a question of youth, injuries, lack of cohesion? What is that a question of?
I think it's more a question of youth, like you say, the inexperience that they've had, put in some tough situations. I mean, last week Jersey Shore was rushing 6-7 guys every play. And they're having trouble picking, of course, with 5 guys blocking, they're having trouble picking that up. So I think their confidence is really hurting right now in that department.
Now you got Southern Columbia. What is it about Southern Columbia that you appreciate the way they go about their business?
They have a system, and they don't deviate from that system. And those kids are running those plays from probably midget football on up to varsity football. And, you know, this is what I try to tell kids. And I know as a follower of Penn State for many years, Steve, people used to say we run the same play over and over and over again. But if it gains 4 or 5 yards a clip, what's the big deal? You know?
Right.
And that's what everybody knows what Southern's going to do. Everybody knows what they're going to run, but they can't stop it. And that's a testimony to Southern Columbia.
That's a real testimony to it. Quickly, their offensive line, part of it is you can't do it unless you have an offensive line that understands this as well. What is it about them that makes them a really good high school line?
They play in a state playoff game. Win or lose, the final game of the year, the next day they're in the weight room getting ready for the next year. They don't pretend that football starts in August. Football is year-round sport for those kids over at Southern Columbia, and that is a huge difference. And realistically, the rest of District 4 is trying to play catch-up with them.
Greg, always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Hope you are feeling better, by the way.
I am. Thanks so much.
All right, Greg Wetzel joining us. And now, Shikellamy coming off their big win hits the road to take on Williamsport. And with that, we bring in the suit.
Steven, how are you today?
Glad you could fit us into your very busy schedule.
Listen, I always have room for you when it's convenient for me.
And unfortunately for you, we're out of time.
Shikellamy Braves football is on News Radio.
Go ahead, play it, Sean.
K.com.
Here's the handoff. Right up the left side is Tilford. Tilford outside to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Shikellamy.
All right, there we go.
You practice that in front of your mirror? Or?
No, never.
Hey, that listen, tells me yes.
I get excited over field goals. I get excited over touchdowns.
Oh, we know that.
Oh, we know. We're the only ones in the history of man to play a promo on a field goal from 32 yards out in the middle of the game.
Well, actually, we had another one last week.
I'm surprised it didn't make the cut.
It was only a 30-yarder, that's why.
Yeah, it didn't make the game night cut.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Nope.
So it has to be of a specific distance?
It has to be over 30. It has to be plus 30 to make the cut, yeah.
Great emotional win last week. Why did it happen?
Well, I think the two reasons it happened is Shikellamy for the first time showed that they had the ability to really gut check and have a moment where they know they have to make a stop and felt confident that they could make a stop. And it happened not once but twice. And you heard Zach talk about it. It was both times on a 2-point conversion. And this is the ball game right here both times. And they came up with a gut check moment, stopped the run that they had struggled with all game. And then they came back and made a defensive play toward the end right when they had to. I mean, emotional roller coaster either way. I mean, you just gave up a 55-yard interception return from the end zone that you were trying to ice the game away on fourth down. And it gets returned to the midfield stripe. I mean, what are the odds of that happening? And it's in Shikellamy territory. Then you give up a big running play by the quarterback, a 20-plus-yard running play. And you're thinking, as time's ticking down and they're running out of timeouts, that is this going to happen again? Well, they had that third gut check moment. And then Tate Krankowski comes up with a big interception right before the end of the game to ice it.
Was it a kid? Did you wonder why Sealands Grove was chasing points when they were?
They started the game a little bit slower. It was kind of interesting. We talked about this after the game between Coach Hort and myself. Last year, Shikellamy started off very slow, played the second half much, much better, and threw an interception late in the game, and it cost them the playoff game. This was the reverse. Sealands Grove started off a little bit slow. Shikellamy again hit big plays, and then Sealands Grove's offense really started to click in the second half. The Braves defense did what they had to do to stop them on those big 2-point conversion opportunities. And, of course, that last series throwing the interception, it was kind of a reverse of the playoff game a year ago.
Now Williamsport on the road. A lot to prove again. What will be some of the keys in this game?
Well, you don't have time for big game letdown, that's for sure, because you're looking at an offense that is putting up 200 yards on the ground. And Shikellamy has struggled against the run this year. So this front four for Shikellamy and the linebackers are really going to be tested here on Friday night against a Williamsport team that is not as good with a couple of injuries as they could be. I mean, it's hard to believe that 200 yards on the ground averaging per game, and you could actually be better. I mean, this is a Williamsport team that can really move the football. On the other side, you're looking at a Shikellamy big play offense. Steve, three completions for Gabe Tilford in the game last week. Two of them were touchdowns.
All right. And what's happening in the world of digital media?
Oh, it's all ones and zeros, man. It's all ones and zeros. That's a digital joke. What, you don't have a cricket sound effect? Is that the problem?
You didn't warn me ahead of time.
I feel like I'm speaking for the audience. Play that promo again.
Shikellamy Braves football is on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Here's the handoff. Right up the left side is Tilford. Tilford outside to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
You missed the 85 yard kickoff return to start the second half. That was huge. Better.
That was huge.
I actually almost got drowned out by the stadium that time.
One can only hope.
I'll tell you what, no matter how hard I try, I still set them up for you. I still set you up, no matter how hard I try not to.
He lives for this. You make it easy.
Oh, man.
No, let's get something straight. I don't live for it.
That's right. You live for game day. We know that.
Okay. Well, it's going to be at Williamsport. It's going to be a good game for you coming up on Friday night. It's going to be a great test. So,
believe it or not, this is a place that I've never done a game. So I'm actually looking forward to visiting the Millionaires. I've never done a game at Williamsport.
I think I've done, back in the 80s, I did four games there, something like that.
Yeah,
back in the 80s.
This is probably the only stadium, I think, in the region that I have not done a game. So it's kind of interesting that way.
Yeah, back then, that's when Lock Haven and Williamsport, they played every year.
Right.
Yeah, early. They usually played their September early games there, played there every other year. Been there many a times. It's been a while since I've been there, but yeah, been there quite a few times. They've expanded it since then. Now it's turf. Of course, back then it was grass.
All right. Well, appreciate all the time as always. And those are the big games we've got coming up for you this week, including Lewisburg against Southern Columbia. That will be at Susquehanna at 7:30 on Friday night. And then, of course, we've got Milton in action as well. And Shikellamy is going to be at Williamsport, and Selins Grove will be in action at Berwick as well. So we got all that. Selins Grove and Eagle 107. Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Milton on WMLP. And on 100.9 The Valley, Lewisburg. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'm still trying to. I mean, that joke crashed and burned.
It did. I didn't expect it. It kind of threw me for a loop, too.
And then he's trying to explain it to us during the break, which, to his credit, I got to give him credit. He made it worse. I think Coach Hort laughs at some of the stuff, but I don't think he can hear him. Hey, he does a great job. He'll have the game for you coming up on Friday night at 7, 6:30 the airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. That's going to be a heck of a game. That might be the best matchup of the weekend right there, that Williamsport game against Shikellamy in high school football. Really good one.
So we got Mississippi State, Georgia, Notre Dame, Michigan State, UCLA, Stanford, Atlanta, Detroit, Seattle, Tennessee, and the Raiders, Redskins.
Oh, okay.
You are listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.